storytelling and movies have the ability to change people's perspectives on people. So like where you can have a lot of biases towards, let's say, Black people or people from the Middle East, and then you see a film about that person and you see how they connect to you and how similar they are to who you are as a human being, it actually has the power to change people's ideas about other groups of people that you may or may not have a bias towards.
I'm your host, Michelle King, and you're listening to The Fix, a podcast that shares the stories of women and men who are innovating and taking action to advance equality in the workplace and beyond. Films are a powerful way to tell stories and raise awareness of the diverse experiences that people have in life. There's just one problem. Female filmmakers are consistently underrepresented across all areas of the international industry. This means that the films we watch don't include the perspectives and stories of women, which is particularly important when it comes to advocacy, because films are a powerful way to raise awareness of world issues, but we can't afford to hear from only half the population. Kwebe Koji, co-founder of the Bushwick Film Festival, is determined to tackle this issue. Born in Liberia, Kwebe lives in New York and recently teamed up with the Accountability Lab to co-produce the Real Peace Film Festival in Liberia. The project is a two-day festival featuring short films created by 45 local Liberian women in partnership with the United Nations Peacebuilding Fund. The films are an output from a year-long filmmaking program aimed at empowering women with the tools they need to visually share the challenges their communities face. In this episode, Kwebe will share why gender equality in the entertainment industry is a global issue and what each of us can do to solve it. The Bushwick Film Festival was founded over 12 years ago, and what started out as a small community event in Brooklyn, New York, is now an established film festival. Kwebe Koji, co-founder of the festival, created this platform as a way to share diverse stories within her local community.
I was a film lover, and I just really liked the way movies impacted my life and my perspective on life, and I just always wanted to share stories that impacted me with other people. So it was a very simple reason to start the festival. But as I grew older and understood what it meant for a woman of color like me to run an organization, specifically a media organization, and sort of grow it slowly into a cultural institution, I started realizing that the festival had the ability to do a lot more than just screen films and have events. So I started, I joined the Bushwick Community Board, and I got really involved in local politics and understanding what it meant to run a cultural institution in a neighborhood like Bushwick, in a community like Bushwick, which is very popular and famous for its creativity and its like cultural hub, but it's still a community that is underserved, and a lot of the people here are very marginalized. The population is probably about like 50 to 60% Latino and then African American, and a lot of people, are working class families. So coming from a creative background and also from someone who, went to boarding school but also grew up in Newark and sort of was in two different types of worlds, I later saw the festival as an opportunity to not only inspire women of color like me to lead organizations, but also to use the festival as a tool to uplift the community through filmmaking. Obviously, I'm not the only one that's uplifting the community in Bushwick, but I'm one of the many organizations that are working towards diversity and inclusion within a film festival, but also with filmmakers. That's something that I sort of grew into and sort of realized that I had to take that responsibility since there's so few people like me in this role.
Platforms like Bushwick Film Festival are critical for women filmmakers. Research finds that because of gender bias, women simply don't have access to the same opportunities as men. For example, the Directors UK report finds that men and women are equally represented when they enter the industry, But at every stage of their careers, women directors encounter challenges to such an extent that by the time they get to major features, the number of women directors represented is extremely low. Here, Kwebe shares how this lack of diversity impacts the quality of filmmaking.
I think that it's important to have equality across the board within all industries. And, you know, in a sense, it's been such a long time where you didn't really see characters of color on screen. And I think storytelling and movies have the ability to change people's perspectives on people. So, like, where you can have a lot of biases towards, let's say, Black people or people from the Middle East, and then you see a film about that person and you see how they connect to you and how similar they are to who you are as a human being, it actually has the power to change people's ideas about other groups of people that you may or may not have a bias towards. So that's like an extreme part of the power of film and how it's important to see people of color on the screen. But also, I do personally believe that everybody should have a fair opportunity to developing their dreams. So like as a filmmaker and as a director, I shouldn't have to feel like I don't have the opportunity to make a commercial film because I'm a person of color or because studios don't feel like I will bring the ticket sales to their audiences. I just think that it's just only right and fair for all actors and directors to feel like they have a spot in history when it comes to film.
Given her passion for telling diverse stories, Kwebe has launched a new initiative which aims to share the experiences of Liberian women and highlight the issues they face within their community as a way of advocating for policy changes within their country. Here, Kwebe shares more on this initiative.
The new project that I'm working on right now, the Real Peace Film Festival, it's a collaboration with this organization called Accountability Lab, which is an NGO that pretty much works towards holding elected officials accountable for how they run countries or organizations. And the Accountability Lab got a really amazing grant from the United Nations Peacebuilding Fund to run a program called the Real Peace Project, which basically was a year-long filmmaking program for women in all the 15 counties in Liberia. There were 45 women in 15 different counties of Liberia, and they taught them how to make a film and to tell their own stories and to also craft policy documents around their films so they can have the ability to impact policy. So that was the purpose of the Real Peace Project. I'm a festival producer, but I'm also Liberian, obviously. So hearing about the program and also the work that I do here with the Bushwick Film Festival and with my advocacy towards gender equality in the film industry, it was just such a great opportunity for me to take the work that I do on a global scale. But even further, I left Liberia because of the civil war when I was very young, about 30 years ago, and I haven't been back since. So actually going back now after 30 years to produce a peace film festival for women is sort of like kind of wild to me to think about it. Like, you know, I left because of a war, and now I'm coming back because of a peace film festival. And it's actually through the work that I do, like the company that I built from the ground up as a woman, it actually gave me the opportunity to go back home and to continue the work that I do with my country, which I still feel like it is my country, even though I am an American citizen. So the films themselves that these 45 women made, there are 15 short films. And the fact that they have been given the opportunity to tell the stories and the struggles that their communities face, and we are working towards bringing those stories in front of not only a local audience, but a global audience. So I think my part in this program is to do my best to raise the voices on a global scale, you know, because a lot of the work that I do does, you know, sort of cut across just like local work. So I hope to be able to add my experience and my voice and all the media attention that I've been getting over the past few years and be able to bring these stories on a global scale. And if, you know, these stories are being told and there's a lot of attention towards the stories, hopefully the local policymakers will, you know, make some changes. You know, Liberia is a country where only 12% of the legislators are women, and there is a lot of gender inequality that is currently happening, and I hope that by me contributing to this project, we will change some of that and work towards a level of gender parity that I think, you know, all women deserve.
As an entrepreneur and woman of color, Kwebe says the challenges she faces are different because often she's the only person of color in the room. This is why she believes it's so important for men and women in established positions to pay it forward.
I was at a meeting and it was a room full of white men. And then there was, I think, one or two black men. And I was there actually as like a professional woman and I didn't have any space to talk. So I just like felt really uncomfortable and I didn't feel like I had the power to speak up. So I just sort of defaulted into taking notes. Like I was just like, I'll just take notes for this meeting. And there was a guy in there that knew who I was and knew like the work that I've been doing. And throughout like the conversation, he sort of quieted the room. He was like, I'm really interested to finding out what Kwebe has to say, you know? And I was just like, wow, you know, it was such a powerful moment because like there was no moment in there that I would have projected my own voice. I was intimidated. I didn't feel like I had the power to. There was no room for me to speak. Like nobody created room for me to speak. But this man, he did. Out of all the conversation, he literally just like stopped the conversation. He's like, I would like to know what Kwebe thinks about this. And I think if there's no space for women and we feel powerless sometimes to create our own space, I think it's very important for men to put their arms up and create that space for our voices, or clear space for our voices, and make us feel like we have the opportunity to speak.
A lack of diversity in the film industry really matters because it limits the range of stories and perspectives that we're given. For example, according to Women and Hollywood Reporting, in 2017, of the 250 top grossing films, women comprised only 11% of all directors. This impacts storytelling and how we see women on screen, because in films with at least one woman director and or writer, women comprise 48% of major characters. Compared to films with exclusively male directors and or writers, where women make up only 33% of major characters. Given her own experiences with a lack of diversity, Kwebe is working to advance more women within the industry through Bushwick Film Festival and the Real Peace Project. Here, she shares why this work is so important to her.
A part of my journey as a founder over the past 12 years, without having like a large startup budget, it's just a lot about self-teaching and just like doing it. Like I've made a lot of mistakes through doing, and I had like the courage to just put myself out there and fall and fail and get back up and fail. So that's just been my story. And it wasn't until like 6 or 7 years into my company that we actually started growing and it actually started being self-sustaining and people actually started taking notice. So yeah, I mean, for me, it wasn't like an overnight success story. It was like a decade-long process. So yeah, the media industry specifically, I think, is very interesting for people of color because they are the ones that control the story. And I think that we just have a long ways to go in terms of making that an equal playing field. You know, when I go into a lot of media companies and organizations now, you know, when I see their staff, like it's not diverse. And so the gatekeepers to what stories get on screen and on TV are still not a diverse playing field. So I would encourage any, you know, woman or person of color to see how they can get into media and TV and see how they can become leaders in this industry.
Finally, after reflecting on 12 years of running her own business, Kwebe shares one piece of advice for women entrepreneurs.
I've been an entrepreneur for 12 years now, right? And like, it's been such an experience and I've learned so much over the years. And I think that one thing I realized, it's not like I'm going to try it out and if it doesn't work in a year, I'm going to quit, you know? It's one of those lifetime commitments. One of the biggest struggles that I face as an individual is I feel like as a founder, a lot of your company is based on your personal, I want to say health and mental health and all those things. There were a lot of decisions that I made for my company that wasn't like very healthy, but it was sort of based on like the bad habits and unhealthy habits, I should say, that I've developed through different parts of struggle in my life. So I think that like if you do want to run a healthy company, I think it's very important to do a lot of personal work because the health of your company, I think, really depends on the health of the founder or the individual that's actually like operating it.
The work that Kwebe is doing around the world to support gender equality and diversity in film is truly remarkable. Being born in Liberia and growing up in America, Kwebe has managed to bridge both worlds and advance equality in both countries. Kwebe's story is not only unique, but it also highlights the all too familiar fact that gender inequality is everywhere, which makes it everyone's problem to solve. If you're interested in supporting her work, please go to thebushwickfilminstitute.org and donate today. Thank you for tuning into our episode today. If you're looking for ways to support us apart from listening to our show, you can leave a review on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. You can also share and start a conversation on social media or your professional networks about anything that you've learned from our episodes. Thanks again, and I'll catch you all on the next episode.
This show is produced by Human Group Media, an award-winning social good podcast company. Human Group Media works with thought leaders, brands, and organizations to inspire social change through the power of audio storytelling.